Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the biggest stories in CSGO. Quicker than one CSGO player could win two Grand Slams before, a lot can win one. Twist just really hoarding the Grand Slams here.
He loves those gold bars.
Loves the gold bars. Your rate and review is the end of the episode. Please, it really helps us. I'm Logan. This is AZ-esque. This is our final show before the RMRs.
Hell yeah.
If you've been keeping up with us, we've been doing a little series here about the RMRs and what you should come to expect. We're going to talk about some non-RMR stuff related today, but because we have egos, we've decided that we, in fact, are the best representatives for the European RMRs.
Which is ironic because... You're not European.
No.
I'm not in the European Union.
No. So,
you know, actually, neither of us are true Europeans.
Yeah, but we're, you know, experts. That's what they tell us, at least. So we're going to talk about the EU RMRs, both of them today, and we'll do a little bit of touching up on the stuff that changed with the other RMRs. But first, we want to cover Pro League, because that happened a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
If you weren't aware, we had an episode last week with Conky from OS, which was a filler episode while both of us traveled. So,
we wanted to talk about each RMR. That turned out to be perfect timing because, you know, we were both in different places. Yeah. So it ended up working out. I don't think it's a filler episode.
No, filler is like the wrong word.
You made it sound like it was
convenient pre-record. All right, so let's talk about Pro League. The big thing about Pro League is, Twist has two Grand Slams now.
Yeah, Twist is... break down the fourth wall very quickly. In your show notes, it says, is Twist the top X player ever?
There's context to this. There's been a long... There was a decently long discussion yesterday in the TLDR Discord about is Twist the best player from North America?
Yes.
Right? And the conversation was between him and Elige, and then literally anyone else was after them. And it wasn't even between, like, Stewie wasn't in the conversation. No one from the Cloud9 major winning roster was there. The question was it Elige or is it Twist? And I think that we came into a discussion that it's Twist.
If Twist retires tomorrow, he goes down as a legend of the game. That's no ifs, no buts. He has, in my eyes, a better career than 90% of players that people would refer to as legends. I think that's completely inarguable. I think he's probably had a better career than, say, Snacks.
Snacks has won a major. I understand that. Twist has won a major. That's a good point.
Twist has won a major. He's won two Grand Slams.
Nobody touches him.
Like
the only people
Prime
that touch him,
touch him. Nobody else touches him. In terms, maybe Prime Fnatic. In terms of trophies, in terms of, he's been on two of the best teams of all time,
2019 Liquid and 2022 phase.
Yeah,
I don't know if we count 2023 phase, but 2022 phase.
There's a genuinely good chance they win another major. If they win the second major,
he may be considered.
He has to go down as one of the best CSGO players of all time. I don't care.
I think right now it is close to inarguable to say he is a top 10 player of all time.
Yeah, I think so.
I think if he wins another major, it is a cemented top 5. And the problem then is you need to figure out who you're kicking out of top 5.
Top 5 of all time is tough because... Simple's a lock at number one. And you're looking at like Olaf Meister, Cold Zero for 2 years.
Get Right.
I'm not having Get Right in there. He was
okay.
Get Right was worse than Forrest for a start.
I was gonna say both of them.
Completely
but
different
I was,
discussion.
I was interrupted midway through, but then whatever.
Like, I don't think Get Right was ever that good. I think Forrest was
okay.
Much
so
better.
Forrest in there too, right? Like there's Kenny
you
S.
Could maybe
Prime
put
Kenny.
Forrest in there.
Prime Kenny,
yeah,
Noah.
But like, Kenny S has a major, but Twist, so does Twist, and he's two Grand Slams. He's been better for longer than Kenny S was, in my eyes.
There's a point where you have to say Kenny S literally forced the game to change because of the op.
Or you can flip it the other way and say, look how good Simple is with the nerfed gun. Like, it's... all of the AWPers that came after Kenny S are using a worse weapon and do just as well.
Kenny S was never as good after the
I probably shouldn't be saying this because I have a published piece out at the moment on Kenny S and how good he was. But
shh, we don't need to know
all the other AWPers come afterwards have used a worse version of the weapon and are just as devastating. All the top AWPers, not like... I'm not saying OC is as devastating as Pete Kenny S. No. That would be insane.
That would be a lie. Twist's
career is incredible. He was on a Liquid team that beat everyone except the best team of all time. And then when the best team of all time stopped going to events, they just won everything.
Yeah.
He then went to FaZe, won a major, and won a second Grand Slam. As you've mentioned in the intro, very few players have actually won Grand Slams.
There's three teams that have won a Grand Slam. It's Prime Astralis, it's 2019 Liquid, and it's FaZe right now.
Yeah, so I think if the Intel Grand Slam had existed previously, I think there's some other teams that would like have spiritually won it. Even then, there are no players that had won it twice.
Yeah, that's 14 players, by the way, because Twist does overlap between the two teams. 14 total players have won this thing, and one of them's won it twice.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. There's like realistically, there's like 20 good teams in Counter-Strike in any given moment, and then...
That's 15, a stretch.
Yeah, but there's 15 good teams in Counter-Strike. 15 times 5 is like 75 teams.
75, yeah.
75 teams. On 75 players, right? Like, that's 75 players right now, and we switch players out every 10 minutes, so there's like 200-something players that have been eligible. Only 14 have gotten it, and one has gotten it twice.
Yeah, like, you can't argue with that. It's when, you know, when people do like the Jordan versus whoever, versus
Jordan
LeBron
versus,
Chamberlain versus fucking Bill Russell. It always comes down, well, it doesn't always come down to rings, otherwise Bill Russell's the greatest of all time. Let's not get into that. It nearly always, people just go, well, it comes down to rings. It comes down to trophies. It comes down to what you want. Twist has won pretty much everything there is to win. He's won Cologne twice.
Yeah, your only competition, if you're Twist, it's like your competition is Prime Astralis, who won three majors. That's it.
Yeah, I think so. And like Prime Fnatic were near unbeatable.
But it's like there's very few other players who have reached the heights in which he has. Final was super.
He's won everything. He hasn't been the star in these two teams. He doesn't have the MVPs. That's the argument against Twist, is he wasn't the star. He wasn't the... To me, that makes it no less impressive. Because
he
isn't the star, and he still puts up extremely good numbers.
The thing is like, If he was the hard carry on both those teams, then you go, yeah, he's 100%. But the fact that he wasn't the hard carry, that he is just... There has to be something that he's doing in comms, in the game. He has to be such a good player in order to enable the rest of his teammates to perform at this extremely high level, right? But if you just told me Twist was the best player in the world, so he's won all these things, like Simple, I'd go, yeah, okay, cool. But like, he's obviously doing something that isn't, I'm going to get you 40 frags a game. That is invaluable to teams.
If you asked anyone in the world who watches Counter-Strike, what's Twist's biggest flaw as a player, they can't answer that question. He doesn't have a flaw to his game. He is exceptionally versatile. He has amazing first bullet aim. He's a very good clutcher. He doesn't always take the best roles. He can play in any role very well. By all accounts, if you ever listen to their comms video, his comms are clear. He's so versatile. I wrote something in an ESL video. I said to call him a glue player is unfair.
Yeah.
But he is the best glue player I think there's ever been. I don't think there's a better player.
I want to say
his in-game leader tells him to do, he will do, and he will do it to an elite level.
I think glue is definitely like kind of toning it down a little bit. I think the best way to describe him is he's like water, in which he will fit whatever container you put him in.
Or a cat.
Put him in... Okay, or a cat.
You ever put a cat in a container, they just fill it up. It's amazing.
If you put water in a can versus if you put water in a jug versus if you put water in an ocean, like it's going to fill the area, right? Like he will do what it takes to fill the area other than opping. He's a mediocre.
He's even good at that. I've seen him do it.
He's mediocre. But okay, regardless of he doesn't pick up the op, so it doesn't really matter.
But if you wanted, if you needed him to, he can do it. He's a decent second AWPer. He has no flaw to his game. He's a phenomenal player in every sense of the word. He's won everything there is to win. He's been on two of the best teams of all time. And he does not have a flaw. He is, in my eyes, a top 10 player of all time. And I think it's very difficult to argue against that.
I agreed.
He's certainly the NA GOAT in my eyes.
Next bit we want to talk about, Blast Spring Showdown. I put this in the notes for one very specific reason. Blast Spring Showdown was the deciding for the last teams to go to Blast DC, which if you are not aware of where Blast DC is, it's in America. And guess how many American teams are there?
Exactly zero.
There's
not
zero.
Only is it in America, it's in the capital of the United States of America.
Like, it is... It's the most American thing place you could have done this in. And
the only way it could have been more American is if it was done inside a McDonald's. It's the only way it could have been more American.
They're doing it in, I think it's like at Georgetown University or something. Like they're doing it like on the grounds of like one of the most American universities in the capital of America. Like, cannot get more American. And there's just like literally Liquid lost to Pain and EG Black lost to Imperial, and so we have no
I'd like to talk about EG Black actually, because we've been they're good content, EG, very easy to mock. But what I will say is, had this been more regular that they'd put in EG Black, I think people would have cut them a lot more slack. Because
now, hold on, let's
watch EG Black, and they're not great, but they're not significantly worse than EG. And you can see that these players can get better. You can see the growth. I don't know these players are bad yet. Like, I was more willing to be like, yeah, fair enough. Like, you lost to Imperial. You got some good results. These players look interesting. I can appreciate this a lot more.
I want to contextualize this for a minute. EG Black is the remaining blueprint team that EG still has. So that would be the team of Rush, Stanislaw Jr., recently brought there, Walco, and George, formerly of George Snort's fame. Yeah. That is instead of sending the automatic breezy Nealon Wiz Hexed team. Yeah. So... That's the context I needed to provide. So that quote unquote lower tier team, which like
I believe Hexed played on EG Black, did he not? I think he's back on EG Black now.
Yeah, I think he played in this instead of
Instead of Stanislaw?
No, instead of Stanislaw.
Junior definitely played because he dropped 30 on Furia, which is
he played instead of Stanislaw. He dropped 30 on Furia because he just he had some unfinished business there.
Because I believe Walco is the in-game leader.
Yes, yes. Stan is not the in-game leader, which
and
continues the question of why keep Stanislaw around, but we're not here for that today.
You're much more willing to give this team the benefit of the doubt. And when you if we didn't have all the context of what had just happened with EG in the last few months, you'd be a lot more like, that's a really good performance from them. You're quite happy with it. Like, you're a lot more positive about what's just gone on. And I think I'd be quite happy to see EG Black go to more events ahead of normal EG. Like, at least there's...
Yeah.
I don't know. At least if when they lose, you're like, well, that's fine.
Well, I think this is kind of a change in how they had been running this previously. Previously they had both blueprint teams, right? And so now you have to decide which blueprint team you're sending to stuff, and do you send the main team? You have three teams to choose between. Now there's two teams, so the second team can kind of get a lot more options here. And when you have the main team boot camping for the major,
we'll get to,
or the RMR, which we'll get to in a minute, it makes sense that the secondary team plays in these events. That way you're not doing what Cloud9 is doing right now and playing in like three tournaments at the exact same time online, which fucking sucks for everyone involved. So like, use your multiple teams to advantage, get your secondary team some reps other than Hexed, well, including Hexed, and let your main team focus on what they need to focus on.
I want to cut them some slack and actually give them a little bit of credit for They beat Furia.
Like, let's be clear. We're giving them the smallest amount of credit.
I want to give them a decent amount because this is like, this is what people wanted from the Blueprint, was to see younger players or players having a second chance in Junior's case, given a shot on a big org, allowed to play in decent, like, you know, again, they played against Furia and Imperial. They beat Furia. Like, this is what kind of what people wanted from EG in the first place, and it's taken a little while to get here, but, you know, fair play to them. They said, all right, this isn't working, we need to change something. They let Black play in this tournament, EG Black play in this tournament, and they did pretty well. Like, fair play to them. I just think it's only fair to give EG a bit of credit when they do something that I think is good.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the RMRs. They all start tomorrow as we are recording today as you are listening. So there are four RMRs. There is the Asian RMR, which if you need more information on, please go listen to
that. Will have started, I think, by the time people hear this podcast.
Yeah, it's at like 2:30 in the morning or something. It'll be going. If you need more information on the Asian RMR, we have a fantastic episode with Ost Legend Conky that went out last week, and an episode with Tea Time and Yumi that went out a couple weeks ago, where you can find more information about them. The only update that I have to put here is that IHC is no longer here. Instead, they have adapted the moniker The Mongols.
Yeah, which is an old name, I believe.
It's an old org name from Mongolia.
I believe that's the team that Machine Gun played on before he went to Splice.
Okay.
I think that's the case.
In May, yes, it does seem that way.
Oh, maybe he went back there afterwards. Oh, no, he was there 2016 and 2018, and then went back last year. There you go.
Okay, thank you for your knowledge. There's really no one else you would have known from this team, but it has existed previously.
Ma Ra is now the coach of IHC/the Mongols. Yeah. Who was on the original team. Cabal has played for them in the past. Dobu, you might have heard of if you're a bit more of a nerd like I am.
Yeah. But we're at a... Yeah, so this IHC team doesn't play for IHC anymore. That's the TLDR. They just don't play for IHC anymore. We don't actually know what happened.
There was a tweet from IHC, which I haven't actually bothered to read it yet because it's... I was going to read it for the podcast newsletter, and I just
so forgot. It basically just says that, like, we want to address the confusion. The team members have changed teams for the tournament registration. We don't know why they did this, and we're trying to stop it.
Oh, okay.
It says we're only made of this development through the public announcement made by Blast. Our management team is currently investigating the matter and will provide a follow-up statement with more clarity as soon as possible. So basically, they don't know what the fuck happened. The players decided no. And that was it. That was the whole story. And like, reasonable. So they're playing under the Mongols. That's the only note we have for the Asian RMR. Everything we've previously said still applies.
Jamyang Hive, rise up.
Jamyang's just going to win this bracket. All right.
I hope so.
Oh, and the Invictus team is officially under Invictus now.
That was strange, wasn't it? Yeah.
All right. Next on my list is the America's RMR, which if you'd like more information about, you can go listen to the podcast we did with Ryan from Dust2US 2 weeks ago. The update we have here is Detonate is no longer here. And the reason is because of North America reasons.
Yeah, it's very sad. I feel bad for them, man.
Yeah, so one
especially
player...
feel bad for Mick, so I think this has happened to before. And he's definitely had some issues before with guys who made, and he finally like qualified with an underdog team, and then they had two players have to drop out.
Yeah, so basically, Detonate Micro is unable to make it because of a mistake in the passport application. Basically, when you apply for a passport in the US, you have to send a real check. But when you first get a checkbook, they give you a couple checks to like use, and those are called starter checks. And apparently you can't use a starter check for a passport. stupid US laws basically prevented Micro, and then Brett had a serious health issue, quote, a serious health issue that popped up out of nowhere. And they're allowed one sub. They were going to play with Mix, who is their coach. But now they need two subs, and they don't have two subs.
They're not allowed,
they can't get two subs. So
it's sad. Like, it feels like this is something the Valve maybe should be like, guys, this is really unlucky. Like, you can have an emergency sub. Like, let him sub in a player from EG. Why not?
I mean, here's like the big thing is just like the Micro one. I kind of understand because like it says you can't use your starter check, but like, it's whatever. The Brett one sucks. Like,
yeah, there's nothing they can do about
like
that.
There's literally nothing you can do about that. That one just sucks.
Yeah.
So guess who's in for them? It's
EG. Kassad
needs a refund.
Kassad needs a refund for a start. And I believe they have to use the main roster.
They have to use the main roster. They have to use the roster in which they were playing with in the RMRs.
Because it could just didn't release Hex, doesn't it? Like, he is still on their books. If they had been one of the players released when the Blueprint project collapsed.
I mean, that would be
uncomfortable.
But yeah, no, they are allowed normal. It's just as if they qualified. To quote, minimize disruptions to preparations. EG has been giving Detonate's tournament seeding and previously announced matchups as per Valve's guidance. So EG gets seeded exactly the same way as Detonate, which is, I don't know how I feel about that.
It seems
like,
fair to me, given they didn't qualify.
Well, I kind of feel like Detonate was better than EG, so...
like, yeah, but like, who's Detonate's first game? Like, you'll know if it's fair by looking at who their first game is against.
It's against someone.
It's actually Imperial. So like, they've clearly got a bad seed anyway.
Yeah, so it's fine. Okay. So they play against Imperial in their first match, which will be fun. That's, I think, my only update in terms of America.
That one should be fun.
Oh, and Team Solid versus Team Liquid. Who was it? I think Team Solid bought the Fu Chao roster. Is it?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Team Solid bought the what is this?
Oh,
thing
they
called?
Did. Yeah, Complexity are playing a team called Solid.
Yeah,
so that actually might be Solid versus Liquid. Amazing,
banger match.
It was Liquid's first game is 0-0 Nation. It's a shame Taco's not playing because that was
The official subs went out for that. Like for the RMRs, Taco's replacement will be N9XTZ.
Yeah, which he's played for them at Pro League.
Yeah, there's a couple other subs, by the way, across all the RMRs. None of them are super interesting.
They rarely are.
Yeah, I mean, Nexa put as the sub for OGs, a little bit interesting. And
they're probably like, planning not to use him. From what I gather, I don't think Nexa's coming back to OG.
Okay, let's move on to today's topic now. We're going to talk about the European RMRs. So the first one starts today on April 6th, as you're listening. The second one will start on April 11th. So we'll have two sets of RMRs, basically, which will be a nice, fun time. And then there's a Last Chance RMR 2. We will cover live on the internet webs. The end of this RMR and I think the beginning of the next one. No, the end of the next one too. We're going to be covering some of the RMRs. We'll send more information about that on Twitter as we know it. But just like we did for the Antwerp Major, I think it was, we're going to do some live co-streams of the RMR. All right, let's talk about RMR 1, which is the less stacked of the two.
Can I just say, I realized this yesterday. I finally looked at the first round matchups for the European RMRs.
Yes.
Do you know what the first game of RMR A is?
Is it Na'Vi VP?
It's Virtus Pro, aka Outsiders, versus Saw. I don't know if you remember, 1 year ago at Antwerp, what happened to Saw when they played against Outsiders. Do you remember?
I, in fact, do not.
Saw were 0.02 seconds away from being the first full Portuguese team at a major.
Oh, yeah.
And Jane won a 1v1 after getting legged with a no scope. It was
possibly the saddest round of Counter-Strike ever played from anyone.
Ever.
And the first game of the RMRA is Virtus Pro versus Soul. I would love Virtus Pro to win the major almost more than any other team, but I do kind of want Soul to win that game. I do want Soul to get revenge. I'd love to see their smiles.
All right, so I want to start with tier one teams, and then we'll go to teams that should get through, and then teams that probably won't, in that order. So tier one teams that we have participating in the RMRA, Virtus Pro, you know them. They just won a major under the name Outsiders. They've got a cool bear now.
We're not supposed to mention that Virtus Pro won the major, I'm told, because I wrote a really nice article on Virtus Pro / Outsiders defend their title, and we're not allowed to publish it because you're not allowed to mention that.
Okay,
Virtus Pro.
Can a Jame led squadron defend their title? Also, I'm not. I don't apply to rules, so fuck it. Can the team formerly known as Virtus Pro continue to defend their title? Mouse Sports, good team. Should make it through.
Mouse are pretty solid. So Mouse are a good team, but. You always feel like against an... Like, you're never confident when you see Mouse versus an underdog. I'm more confident when I see Mouse versus Fnatic, or Mouse versus OG, or Mouse versus, like, even Heroic. Like, you know they're going to put up a good performance in those games. When they're playing B8, I worry for them.
Just a little bit. Speaking of Fnatic, a team in which both of us are...
Not tier one.
not tier
good,
one.
Not good at the moment.
Tier not one name, not tier one players. Truly, yeah. Across all esports. Navi, they have Simple. End of story.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to my podcast. FaZe, they have one time major, two time Grand Slam, and Wimmer Twists, who we spent 10 minutes at the beginning of this episode talking about.
Who are at least third favorite for the whole thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And that's about where we end the tier one teams here. There's some teams here that are close, but
Falcons, Bad News Eagles are teetering.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Sprout in a little while.
Yeah, so
the Falcons tend to be pretty decent.
So let's talk about them for a second. So Sprout, because obviously you've forgotten by this point, is Azur, Zello, Xyphon, Stare, and Lounx.
It's a lot of firepower. That is a lot of firepower for Sprout. Traditionally have been like lowish firepower but good team play. I mean, they always had like Spiddy and Dennis, right?
Yeah.
And they're now really high firepower. Jello hasn't quite hit the heights yet, but he's talented. Stare we know is talented. Xyphon we know is good. Lounx is very good. The question mark is Azur, but Sprout seem to know what they're doing a little bit. So
yeah, if Azur plays a similar role to the way Dexter is on Mouse, I mean, I cannot in good faith, my hugest comparison here for Sprout is just Mouse Sports. They,
to some extent, I think you can. Yeah, sort of. I think. They definitely can make it through because they can match teams like Mouse. They can they can match like Fnatic for firepower, I think. And
some days they beat Fnatic on firepower, actually.
I don't know. One thing Fnatic do have is firepower. They just got no idea how to use it.
Yeah. All right.
But
their
worst players like Crims. Like, they're stacked.
Another team that should make it through because it's a major, which means that they get a buff, is Bad News Eagles.
Right. I know you won't have played much Face It in Europe, but if you ever see...
Played a whole one game of Face It in Europe, I think it was with you.
If you ever see a Kosovan stack, they play exactly like Bad News Eagles. When I play against them, I absolutely hate them. But when I watch Bad News Eagles do what Kosovan stacks do to me and Face It to real pro teams, I fucking love it. And I really want them to win, and I really want them to qualify, because they're just, I don't know, they just do not play Counter-Strike the way anyone else does. It's great.
So we're actually definitely at a point in which Bad News Eagles is literally just like they play the major and they do well at the major.
They're like Vegas Squadron on speed.
So your big movement switch from the last major is Devil Walk is in as a coach now, which is cool.
And Crystal is also an assistant coach there.
Yeah, Crystal is an assistant coach.
I think Devil Walk and Crystal are coaches who are too accomplished and too good at their job for the way Bad News Eagles play, and I really hope they don't ruin them. Devil Walk's too good a coach. I don't want him to coach Bad News Eagles. I want Bad News Eagles to play the way they normally do. It's great.
All right, so the other teams that are in like actual possible qualification realm, I'm going to throw OG in there.
Yeah. I think there's very few teams who can't. I would say Vipirio and Into the Breach I would be massively surprised by. I think anyone else, and maybe Saw, anyone else I think has a decent chance.
Okay. We'll get down the list. OG really quickly, they're not playing with Nexa, obviously. Something happened, yep. We don't know. But they're playing with Nico, who I think is IGLing right now.
He is, yeah. Yep.
Nico is IGLing. They haven't looked the worst. They look better than some of the other teams that are in this RMR.
They have decent players, but they just don't flash for each other. That's OG's big problem. They don't. They just don't use flashbangs very well.
They will ride and die in this RMR based on Dexter performing well.
I think they'll probably go through. I think Dexter and Neofrag's really reliable against teams that aren't tier 1. Against tier 1 teams, he's pretty mediocre, but he's really good against poor teams.
If Flames has some good matches here and Dexter is able to get into a groove, this team should make it through.
Yeah, the players are too good, I think, to not go through. But yep. I don't like the way they pick out Strike.
Falcons is next on my list, and you may be plot wondering armor. What the Falcons lineup is at this point.
It's the plot armor team.
Yeah, so we had Imperial with the Brazilian plot armor going into Rio. We have Falcons with the French plot armor going into Paris. This team is made up of just about every French legend you could think of, and also Masuda and Python. So that would be Kenny S, NBK, and Body. And then Masuta and Python. So this team, I think the best way to say it is this team's got plot armor. Like, this is all it is.
Yeah. I'm still convinced Masuta is good, maybe delusionally. Body I've always liked. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Kenny S and MBK, who should have plot armor.
Yeah, just a separate matter, I find it hilarious that HLTV says the core peak rank is 2, and but that's because of Kenny S, NBK, and
Body, right?
Yeah. Kenny S, NBK, and Body, which is
on G2.
Humorous.
Wow. Yeah, that is funny. That is good. I'd not noticed that. That's really good. I like that.
This team is definitely better than some of the other teams that are here. We'll get to the basically every team after this. Shut the fuck up, Siri.
It keeps happening.
Every time. This team is better than a lot of other teams here. And they've got plot armor. Will they make it through? I don't know. I'd be willing to say that... Shut the fuck up. I'd be willing to say that they're probably, like, the first team out. That's like...
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I mean, the problem is there's a lot of...
Into the Breacher in this group.
I know, but there's a lot. No. First team out, like the ninth place team. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm in March Madness basketball mode, and it's like first team out is like the next team that would be.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So in my head, Falcons is first team out, but it's like it's close. But they're not going to be like top six or something like that. There's just too many good teams here.
Is it 8 teams go through?
8 teams go through. Okay. So I'm assuming off the top of my head, VP, Mousesport, Na'Vi,
okay, 8 teams go through, and then 3 teams go into a last chance qualifier from this.
So I'm not talking about the last chance. I'm just talking about here. Yeah. I think they're probably first out.
One win are better than them, but maybe one win go through. Actually,
speaking of one win, let's talk about them. They are
one
the,
win. Great fun.
They're Russian.
Yeah. One win every year. I back a random Russian team who I've never seen play because I've seen the players individually.
What was it a couple years ago?
3 meters.
Do you remember Dream Eaters? I was big on Dream. I won 80 quid betting on Dream Eaters to make
was
it.
Was that the team that had like they brought like a stripper into the?
Nah, no, they never did anything. They just beat Fnatic in a game. That was
You know what I'm talking about though.
I can't remember the name. That was just a random boot camp team that beat Fnatic and then didn't qualify. No, Dream Eaters was like Crad and Speedak.
Oh, you remember
Speedak? He was awful.
I do. Okay. One win. It's a team made of at least one major winner.
Yeah. But also two players who I know are really good.
Yeah, Nickelback and
Forrester and Deco.
Yeah, this team has just...
I don't think Nickelback's good, but Forrester and Deco are very good.
Okay, but this team's got a lot of like juice behind it.
It's good fun. It's a fun team. And I think Hooch is a very good coach as well.
Yeah.
He constantly creates good teams.
I believe he was the ex Gambit coach.
He was also the Entropic coach.
That too. I think he was the original Gambit coach. Let me rephrase this. Like winning Gambit. Not...
He was he's been around all sorts of good teams. He was an in-game leader for a long time as well of some solid teams.
He was Windstrike coach. That's what it was.
There you go. Windstrike, one win, and Entropic. Like three pretty solid teams who you could argue have overachieved.
I don't think it's an argument that they've overachieved.
It depends what you think of the players. I mean, Forrester, Deco, very, very good players. You can say what you want about Deco being toxic. He's quite famous for it, but the kid can play. They can beat almost anyone.
All right. So towards the end, I'm just bringing up these teams in no particular order. There is one team. There's a couple teams here who I think are better than the others, but just a variety of teams. So B8 is our Ukrainian representatives here. They're fine.
They're good. They're good. They're good. Wrinkle's that guy. Wrinkle's
that guy.
He's the if you've never watched B8 before, you're not alone. But Wrinkle is he's meant to be special. He's meant to be really special. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was name checked as one of the players to watch for one of the top 20, if I remember rightly.
Okay.
He's really good.
He is that guy. All right. So good hopes for B8. Mostly the teams that we're mentioning here probably won't make it through. Some of them will make it through into the next chance the last chance.
B8 has some proper regen names. These are not real names of players. Wrinkle Owner, Alex 666, Armster, and Captain Kurtka 023. They sound like they've been ChatGPT'd.
Yeah, a little bit.
As bad as Wings Up. Wings Up are my favorite team name.
All right, next we'll talk about the two UK representatives.
Yeah.
Let's start with Vipirio. They're a UK team. Do we have to say more information?
They are a UK team. They're also an Irish team. I think Artists and Extinct might be the first Irish players ever to go anywhere near a major.
Okay.
They might be the first Irish people to ever go near a major. Never mind players.
Well, no, Adam's been near a major.
Yeah, I'm joking. Now, my hopes are not high for this team, but you never know. I think Into the Breach are marginally better.
Let's talk about Into the Breach. This team is a little bit more well known. You've got players like Thomas, who played for NVS for 6 minutes, and Rollin, who played for VP.
Rollin, he's been on a lot of the decent Polish teams. Yeah, he was on AGO. He's a good player.
And Crucial, who's been playing for Endpoint for about 12 years.
He's been around UK teams for some reason.
Yep.
Cypher's meant to be pretty good, but I haven't seen him play much, but he's meant to be pretty solid.
Yeah. There's not a huge amount to say. I don't expect this team to go through. There are better teams here. There's at least
that's kind of what it comes down to, right?
It's not that I think that they're particularly bad. I don't think they're particularly good, but
maybe they surprise everyone. Yeah. But ironically enough, I would be surprised.
Yeah, let's talk about Apex, who is our next European representative. So this is Sticko, Jacob, Nock, JL, and
Kixen.
I
have no idea if they're good, but I've heard a lot of the players. I've seen a lot of the players play, and they're all pretty good. I've not seen Kixen play. I've heard JL has been very good on Apex recently. I haven't watched them in a little while, but I'm told JL has been on fire, and I think he's a large part of the reason they qualified in the first place. I've always a big fan of Nork, and we know Jakaim can be good. He's been on very good teams in the past. Yeah. Look, they've got talent. They have ability. They're better than Viperio and Into the Breach. I just worry that, like, team makeup wise, they look kind of similar to Sprout, but I think Sprout's players are just individually better, and I don't see how they overcome Sprout in terms of, like, finishing. They're obviously going to be in the lower half of the top eight if they qualify, and yeah. I just think that Sprout are going to be better. I think somebody like One Win probably better as well.
Yeah,
I think they got the work out.
I also have issues with Nock playing the AWP here.
Oh, I like Nock.
I don't know. I think he's going to get a little exposed in some of these. I think there's just a lot of, like, pretty good to decent offers in this group, and I just think Nock is a little step below a good chunk of them.
I'm not convinced he's any worse than Torzy or even Nikodos on current form.
Reasonable.
All right. He was a good player on NIP back in the day.
Let's talk about an actual team that may win something. Gamer Legion.
They got through last time, and they haven't changed their roster at all. Acor last major cycle was unbelievable. If he is even close to as good as he was then, they've got a decent chance, because he was god tier.
Yeah. Acor and Sui, and Suhi was great last time as well. The complaint about this team is going to be, it may feel like a little bit of a lack of firepower at some times.
Yeah, but not... I think that's largely because I don't know much about Izak and IM.
Yeah.
They might be really good.
But either way, this team is definitely a team that will be fighting for one of our, like, last three or four spots going through. I have no doubt about that. And then we talked about Saw a little bit at the beginning. It's our full Portuguese team.
I'd love to see him make it through.
Yeah.
But it's unlikely. But they're pretty decent. They're pretty decent. They're not bad.
All right. And now we move over to EU Arm RB, which will happen next week. But I want to get all of our RMR coverage done this week. So this group is stacked, like, to high fucking hell. And it's going to be a problem.
Sort of. It's sort of stacked until you sort of... look a little bit closer and you're like, well, Big, I'm not excited about. NIP, I'm not excited about. Spirit in horrible form.
Let's do our run through here. So Heroic should make it. Yep. Cloud9.
Yeah.
There are definite issues with Cloud9, but not issues enough to prevent them from going into the major.
Yeah, but I thought that last time and they almost didn't make it. So
yeah. Big.
You do never know. Big, they are big a team. I'm a bit more concerned about, yeah.
They are a team. Ents, who have been actually pretty decent recently.
Ents are really good at the moment. I think Ents are the fourth best team in this group.
I could get behind that. They're definitely finding a stride right now. They're finding their stride a little bit. Vitality, who depends on the day of the week.
Vitality. Yeah, I'm not massively excited about watching them play. They'll probably get out of the group because it's all at a group stage.
I honestly would have been happier about Vitality if they kept Jax in for the major.
I think the Jax Dupree thing is really overblown. And what actually happened was they had Zywu in a group stage at Pro League, and then they had Zywu totally in reasonable. Playoffs.
No, totally reasonable. I just think that having a full French team make it through would be nice for France. But
it's not a full French team, is it? A full French team with two Danes.
Well, taking a Dane out and adding a French player would help that, but neither here nor there. NIP, not really excited about.
Don't want to watch them play.
Like, I don't have much on it.
They'll probably make it out because it's NIP. Because they shouldn't make it out, they probably will.
Yeah. But this team kind of continues to baffle me.
Yeah.
Spirit is probably.
He's been in horrible form though. They've been in really bad form. I'm worried for Spirit.
Spirit make it out. Spirit make it out. I'm convinced.
I think.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Losing a 2-2 game to like Astralis
Spirit
or something.
Spirit at the very least make it through to the last chance qualifier, and I am fairly certain that every team in the B group that makes it to last chance qualifier will get through, because the B group is so deep. The B group,
yeah,
is
even the bad
deep.
Teams are good in this group.
Yeah. I'm going to skip over 9 for right now. There are a couple teams we need to take a little bit of a deeper dive into in this group, but I'm going to continue on our big
games.
Ooh,
I don't know. 9 is scary, man.
We're going to talk about 9. I just don't think everyone knows the 9 roster. I'm going through the ones everyone knows first. Speaking of everyone knows, G2, really good. They've since become
it would
slightly
be,
less
but it would be like, really G2 if they just didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. It would be really G2.
Eternal Fire is our Turkish representative, and by Turkish
love
representative
Eternal
I mean
Fire.
It's Zantaris.
Love Eternal Fire, great team.
They added Exflod back too, which like, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the problem is it's always just Zantaris plus 4 bodies. Like, it actually just doesn't matter. Like, no matter who you put in there, it just doesn't matter.
It's just the Zantaris
team.
It's Zantaris Incorporated. Astralis, who I do have a note about here. They have a new coach signed up.
Yeah,
this
they've Casper Hit of his coaching, right? Because
who's the
because Hunden is banned.
Yeah, Hunden's banned and Kasala's banned.
Yeah,
so neither of them can actually be there or play. So they have
Casper
this
Hit.
Guy. Yeah, sure. I have no clue who he is.
He's their director. An old. I think handball coach. Like he's a guy. He's big in handball. I think he's like their came on to be their director a while ago.
Sure.
Controversial figure. Yeah.
All right. And now we're going to get into the teams you may not know about. So we'll start with 9, who is our
9
Polish.
Are very good. They're Polish. Yeah. It's the team Hades went to after Enter, and he's been cooking recently.
He's been cooking.
He's been playing really well. And as a group, 9 have been very, very solid. They've been sort of like running through tier 2 tournaments, like constantly placing quite high. It's quite nice to see a good Polish team, I think.
Last one we had was old VP, wasn't it? Because then they died.
Yeah, we've had like a go and who've like been okay at times and teams like that. And it's like, I'd like to see a genuinely decent Polish team again. Is it? They're always fun. 9 look very solid. They've beaten Fnatic recently. I think they made it to the. If I remember rightly, they lost the final of CTT to Astralis, but I could be misremembering.
Yeah, but
they beat Fnatic in a best of 3. They've beaten 1 win in a best of 3. They've beaten Gamer Legion in a best of 3 this year. Like they have some pretty good results. Been Permitter in a best of 3. Endpoint into the Breach, Eternal Fire in the best of 1, Falcons 2-0, Monty and Sprout in the best of 3, Bad News Eagles in the best of 3. They did lose to Astralis at CCT 2-0 after making it to the final.
So here's our problem though.
Oh, it was a quarterfinal.
Is they may be good in tier 2, but this group is brutal. And you probably need to be really, really good to get ahead of this group.
It is, but what it means is that teams like NIP, teams like Spirit,
are going to
actually, they actually have to be on their A game or they're not getting through. I mean, even teams like Vitality, Cloud9,
Big's in the first group. But
Vitality and Cloud9 are, a little shaky at times. Like, they actually do have to play well to get out of this group because they're going to have to beat teams like 9. They're going to have to beat teams like Eternal Fire. They have to beat teams like Monty. Like, these are not like easy games, especially when the first few games are best of 1s. Like, these are not simple put-away games.
Yeah. Speaking of simple and his former teammates, Monty, who is our Ukrainian-ish representative in this group. This is the team that Sumdai Young went to post-Navi. Playing with War 2K, DemQQ, Boros, and Krasnal. I believe War2K and DemQQ have been playing together a bit on this team.
Boros was in the original Monty roster as well.
Yeah.
It was, what's the Danish player's name? Fessel was on this team, I think.
Yes, he was for like a bit. So was Red Star, so I don't know.
Yeah, War2K is another very controversial figure, War2K. There's a lot of rumors about him being a cheat.
But regardless of him being a
unproven,
cheat,
but
this team is not a pushover.
No. Barros is very good. Waro2k is a good player. Sunday Young is not a bad player, you know, whatever you think, because he's not a terrible player.
Yeah, despite from what you saw from Na'Vi, they didn't want Sunday Young, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen how difficult it is to be that player on that team.
iNation is, I believe, the first Serbian team to get through. I remember seeing something about this from Yanko. I don't expect them to go a huge distance in this, especially with the firepower from the rest of the group.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. If they were in the other group, you'd be like, you'd probably be a bit more excited for them.
Yeah, they might get through to like last chance, but this group is brutal.
Don't think they're a bad team from what I've seen, the results wise. They've only been together 5 months and they've like strung together some decent results. But I think they're largely just happy to be here.
Yeah.
And it's nice for the region, the Balkan region, to have a full team to support rather than just the odd player.
All right. To our next team. This is our seventh Russian team or something like that. This is Aurora. You've probably seen them.
Scary team.
Yeah, they've been around a bunch. This is Lackey, Kenzie, and a group of other players here.
Anorvi and Kenzie were together on fours with Jerry.
Lackey is from Entropic formerly.
Yeah. I don't know. I presume Latic and Celta have been at Aurora for a while. Their results are generally very solid. They're not an easy team to put away.
No, they won't be.
It's very few like Russian teams like this are. That they can, I mean, like, if you look at their results, they've beaten Copenhagen Flames, one win.
They beat Monty.
One win again. Like, they're a solid team. They have very good results. They won CCT.
They'll be good. They won't be a pushover.
Like, if I remember rightly, they also knocked out Astralis in the open qualifier. You know when there was that thing about Astralis maybe not qualifying?
Yeah, I think it was Aurora,
through the open
actually.
Qualifiers. It was Aurora who beat them, and that was like the first most people heard of them, and then they've just carried on like getting better and better. They're a very good team.
Yeah, they won CCT South Europe 3 against Bad News Eagles and 9 and 500, who we'll talk about in a moment here. But we've already sung praises of 9 and Bad News Eagles, so this team's got firepower, and if they can use it, then we'll be good to go.
Yep.
All right, second to last team on our list is Fours, who's coming off of a fantastic.
I mean, Fours are probably better than a lot of the teams in the first section. I think Fours are better than Big. They're probably better than Spirit at the moment.
Okay, we think every team's better than Big.
Well, yeah, but it's worth like giving people a yardstick of like how good I think Fours are. I think Fours are probably about as good as Astralis.
I think
Astralis have been very good recently.
Better than Astralis right now. Astralis, not by much.
Astralis beat Cloud9 the other day. I'm a little bit worried they might be good.
That's illegal.
Astralis. I mean, Astralis do have Device. So you have to remember that. Like,
yeah. But either way, Fours have Jerry, who we've sung the praises
Jerry,
of for like Jerry. 2.5 years or something like that.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're great. They're fun to watch.
They don't have a bad player on this team, which is, you know, more than you can say for some teams. Shelfie is a very good player. What I've seen of Rezl, I was quite impressed. Zorti's a very solid AWPer. Crad was a star player on a weaker team who's like adapted his game to be more of a support piece on this team. They're a good team.
And
very
they have
fundamentally sound.
And they have a good new logo design, which doesn't normally matter, but there's been a lot of shit logo.
I will say they used to be called Fours, all lowercase with a capital Z, and they're now all capitals, and I don't like that.
All right, and our last team on the list is 500, which is a team you may have heard of some of the players on. So Ships from
Windigo, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, it was either Windigo or Windstrike, but
it was Windigo. But he went to a better team. He was like on international teams for a little while, and he was always rumored to be going to like EG.
He was on Crazy and Contact.
Crazy, yeah, that was it. Yeah, he was on those weird Crazy teams with
a fantastic team.
Mbappé. Yeah, I've seen them before. No, he was like, he had like one or two events on Windigo where he looked like a legit star. And he was like constantly rumored to be, you know, when like, he's one of those like Mihu Esperanto players who were like
yeah.
always not quite good enough, but was rumored to be going to the next big international team.
It was always EG.
Like a Mouse or... Yeah, there was always a team like that. Chips was that guy back then, and now he's back in Bulgaria. I don't know what he's... I haven't seen 500 play. I'll keep it real. I don't know if they're any good. They're here, so they must be pretty solid.
Their
first game is heroic, though, so it's probably not going to learn too much about how good they are in that game either.
Yeah, they seem to be... They're probably going to be one of the worst teams here. They did beat Sprout semi-recently.
They're probably not bad. Like, I mean, if they're in the other group, you'd probably look into them a bit more seriously.
But this group, they're probably just not going to get through.
This group, you think they'll struggle, yeah.
The problem is like, this group is, like, one of these teams, like, is just going to end bottom three, and in any other situation, you go, wow, holy shit, that's just a bad ending. But in this group, you go, congrats, you ended bottom three. Like, this group's brutal.
There's almost any team outside of the top four could go 0-3, and you'd feel, like, unlucky. Yeah.
So, just quick wrap up here. In RMRB, teams we think are probably going to go through is Heroic, Ents, Vitality, Cloud9, probably G2.
Not NIP. I think 4's Astralis.
We've got six that we're decently-ish confident about. Two spots up for grabs.
G2, Heroic, Cloud9, Vitality, Ents, Astralis, 4's, 9. And that's my 8.
That's your 8.
And then the next three will be Spirit, Aurora, NIP. I think NIP should just about make it. I don't know. It's so difficult because that's missing out big. That's missing out like Eternal Fire, who both could easily make it. There's a genuine chance Spirit don't make it because they're just not in good form at all.
So
it's going to be chaos.
For RMRA, which is the one that will take place this weekend, teams were fairly certain about getting through: VP, Mouse, FaZe, Navi, Bad News Eagles, Sprout. I'm going to chuck Fnatic here, but like Fnatic, OG Falcons, kind of. And then after that, I probably like one win. Gamer Legion is probably like our...
VP, Mouse, Navi, FaZe, Bad News Eagles, one win, Falcons. Is that enough? Maybe one more. Sprout then. If not,
pick a team if you need one. All right.
Yeah.
That's gonna be it for us this week. If you're hearing this week, which is the week of the 6th, 7th, 8th, etc., we are possibly live right now on Twitch doing RMR stuff.
Possibly Saturday.
Well, I will be. I don't know if you'll be there. But we'll be there. I'll be there on Saturday doing Twitch stuff on the RMR. We'll have a cast of TLDR writers, people, etc., coming in and joining. Tune into that. Otherwise, we'll be back in next week. We'll talk about the results of RMRA and further stipulate about how hard RMRB is.